All right. Let's get into this praise, James Fortune.
Yes. Thank you for having me,
How
Randy.
Are you?
I'm wonderful. It's always good to see your smiling face and always a blessing. I'm here. I'm in the building.
I'm glad you were in town today. You're doing some stuff with Bishop Greg Davis.
Yes.
I heard you were going to be here, and I'm like, yeah, man, we got to talk about I Am. Yep. We got to talk about your brand new project.
Yes, yes.
And how's it going for you first?
It's going great. I mean, first of all, we just found out yesterday that it debuted. It's the number one gospel album in the world.
Because it came out on Friday.
Yeah, it just came out the 23rd,
yes.
last Friday.
Okay, yeah,
yep, last Friday. So we just got the numbers in, and man, we were just excited, grateful that it debuted number one. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it.
Yeah.
An amazing team with E1 who really helped me push it, and my brother, Aaron Lewis, who produced it with me. And it's just so much happening. But at the end of the day, you really sit back and like, wow, this is my 10th album.
I can't believe that.
10th album, and doing it for 15 years, since 2004.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that God is still faithful. He's still allowing my music to touch so many lives. It's a real testament of his faithfulness.
It really is. And, you know, you've been through so much
yeah.
and so many changes in your life. So with this new project, it's called Dream Again.
Yeah.
What's different about James Fortune now?
I think for me, it's the process. And mm-hmm. I think along the process, God takes us through different seasons. And for me personally, even going back to 2004, my first single, You Survived, it was all about my transparency and where God kind of had me in that place. I've never really done an album where it's like, okay, I'm going to just pull some out of the sky. Oh, I think it's a good idea. It's really been like where I am. And for me, it was God reminding me that he didn't want me to just settle for mediocrity. And I didn't have to settle or feel like, oh, my season is past. Or, oh, you know, a lot of times we compare our lives to other people's lives. And we feel like, okay, well, maybe it's just, you know, maybe the favor not on me. Maybe it's something. But God was like, listen, he who had begun a good work in you shall perform it into the day of Christ. That he's like, I'm not done. You know, it's
right.
time to dream again. And so that wasn't just a song that he wanted to be on the album, but he shared with me, he said, this is what I want the message of the album to be. I want you to encourage other people to dream, from teenagers, young people, to any age group that I put you in front of. Remind them that, you know, they can dream. God is going to do, at the end of the day, you know, the Bible says that write the vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the vision? What's the vision that you're keeping before yourself? What goals do you have that you're going after? What are you hoping for? Because for me, I was reading about dreams, and it says a person's dreams is like their most deepest desire, their innermost deepest desire. And when you don't go after that, or you don't fulfill it, or if you're not even trying to accomplish it, it's almost like you're just existing, you know, when you're not going after. So my word to everyone is, don't just dream again, but dream bigger than ever.
Yeah, amen to that. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to try not to cry today. But it's so important to me for young people to hear that.
Yeah.
Because they sometimes feel so hopeless.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that their dreams can't be realized. And the bottom line is, it takes some work.
Yeah. And it's harder now for young people. I was sharing with my son and my nephew who play sports. See, when I was growing up, you only compared yourself to like your little city, your team. Like,
right.
You was like, oh, I can go to college, I can play professionally. But now they got social media. They're looking at players from all over the world who are like half their age doing twice as much as they can do.
Yeah,
so they're constantly dealing with that comparison. It's like, wow, I'm looking at LeBron's young son. Or I'm looking at this kid do this. And so they stop dreaming and they start settling at an early age.
Yeah.
Man, when we were young, it was like, what you want to be? Oh, I want to be a actor. I want to be, and we really believed it. Now they're kind of just like, you know what? I don't know what I want to be. I'm just existing.
It's hard. It's hard. So with that, I want to just go ahead and play Dream Again. I was going to play the other one, but I got to tell you, it just makes sense. So we'll listen to Dream Again on the Detroit Praise Network with my brother, James Fortune.
Thank you.
Somewhere along the way, you stopped believing. But I want to reignite that passion inside of you so you can dream again.
Have you had thoughts in your mind? You need to believe again.
I can't do it for you. You gotta find a way to believe in yourself.
You need to
dream again.
Dream again.
That is the title track from James Fortune's brand new CD. It is called Dream Again, and that's featuring Todd Galber.
Yes, the one and only, the anointed Todd Galber.
Right there. Oh, I love him.
He's powerful. Yeah, you know, he's one you just, you know, he's going to get you into the presence of God.
Yeah, like, it's no, I can hear it in the background, you starting to shout a little
bit.
Yeah,
listen, that got happy. That Todd would do that to you. I start thinking about that thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the song is saying, dream again, live again, believe again. You know, it's like, listen, don't just exist. It ties in with the album. You know, God wants us to live, not just survive, but to thrive. And that's what, listen, he pushed me. I was like, oh, I can dream anything now. Todd got done with me on that one.
But I do want everybody to hear the other songs, too, because honestly, I was listening this morning just trying to catch up with everything. I got the CD. I think I sent you a text message that it was in my hands. And I really think that people need to listen to this to build up their courage and to encourage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, for me, I've been learning a lesson about being courageous.
Yeah.
And it's been very difficult for me to stand up for myself on certain things. And so in listening to this morning, I'm like, man, this is giving me some courage.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a blessing. You know, I share with my kids a lot about courage because they'll experience fear or just, you know, concern about certain things. And I say, you know, well, courage is it's feeling fear, but doing it anyway,
right.
You know, having the courage to go forward anyway. We all, man, there's fear every time I release a certain level of fear, every time I release a project,
because
I think when you've had a certain level of success, everyone's going to always compare you to other albums or other songs.
Right.
And so, but I had to get past that myself. So that's good for you to share that with us.
You're a writer now?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about
the book. Well, that was just,
man.
You know what? That was something that was unexpected. You know, the book, I was just like, God was like, I want you to share, you know, your story. And that was the best way for me to do it, you know, and to get it all in, to be able to really, you know, tell my story, my journey from 2014 to that point. And it did very well.
Something else. I mean, you know, I heard you say that on Darlene's show. So, you know, I listen to everybody. I'm like, he didn't tell me that part.
So
all of this goes hand in hand. What you write for your projects and what you've written.
Yeah.
On your journey, it's all the same, in the same dynamic.
Yeah, it was for me. It's really just, I think a lot of times we, especially as a church, we're so afraid to be transparent. And I get some of it because the church can be some of the most judgmental people, and you know, they throw you away in a minute.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, when you understand that God uses a lot of times our struggles and our pain to help other people get past it, help other people get through it. Like I shared with the song I Trust You that I wrote, that was when I was homeless. Now, I didn't like being homeless. I mean, it was very, very hard. It was a difficult season and it was embarrassing. But God pulled something out of me in that situation to bless millions of people, even to this day. So, I've just learned to sharing my truth, you know, being transparent. It's what's worked for me.
You are active on social media everywhere. Instagram in particular, Mr. James Fortune. And you have some cool stuff that you do while you're on Instagram.
Yeah, on every Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, we do Fortune's Live Talent, most Mondays.
Right.
And, man, I just, you know, I should get on Instagram and I join different people in with me that want to sing or dance or rap or tell joke, comedy, whatever they do. And I just share my platform with them. And we've discovered some amazing vocalists, some amazing singers. And we just have a good time on Monday nights for an hour. Sometimes we go a little over, but we just have a great time. And people are so appreciative because it's like, you know what? Thank you for sharing your platform and giving me that opportunity. Because we get people from all over the world, Brazil, you know, different parts of Africa, London that join in as well. So it's an awesome thing. And it just took off accidentally, really. I just started it and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna just keep doing it.
Yeah, that's fun. That's the best way. Grassroots.
I
just really think so. Well, what else is going on? Your family's great.
Yeah, family's doing great. My son Jace, he's one now. He's walking, running around, staying busy. So he keeps me and my wife really, really busy. Family's doing great. I think what's next is, you know, we're touring, of course, with this album, Dream Again, continuing to get that message out. And that's kind of where my focus is. I just accepted, a big assignment I just accepted as a creative arts pastor in Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, for
cool.
Rock City Church. Yeah, Pastor Mike McClure.
Awesome. awesome.
Yeah, Pastor Mike Jr. So I'm just starting there this month, September, as the pastor of Creative Arts. So excited about that.
Come on, Alabama.
A new assignment. Yeah, a new assignment. So right now I'm back and forth, Houston and Alabama.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Pray my strength. It's
I
all
will.
Good.
I definitely will. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, as always.
I wouldn't come without seeing you. Without an invitation, I'm busting in. You already know.
You know what? I'm going to start giving you a key.
Yeah, right.
It's James Fortune on the Detroit Praise Network. Love you.
Love you too, sis.